But yeah, I remember a year ago when I was in Silver Spring, Baltimore, the storm hit. Not too long ago when I arrived, and plane delay, everything. But there's a sort of, there's power was cut out, completely darkness for 2 days. In a cold weather of November in the East Coast, what do you mean by no electricity? It's cold. It's really cold. I remember I drove down the street, just like a storm. It's just all the branch of the tree just fall left and right on the side of the street. And I was so freezing. I said, I want to go home to California. But, you know, there's a meeting over there. And so I can understand what this means by a dark world, a dark city. And this morning I want to share with you, there's some people in this, live this world, is very dark to them. I bet you the people in the Philippines right now, on that little island hit by a hurricane, that's dark to them. The people are in trouble. Their home is very dark to them. People lost a job, lost the health care. That's very dark to them. But this morning, I want to talk about the dark world of someone by the name of Shin Dong-hui. Something about Shin in his life that is intriguing to me when I read his life story. He lived in a side of a home. Hardly ever see his dad. His dad had moved out to a different place. He stayed with his mom until 12 years old. Then he was removed from his mom to live into another location. In other words, dad lived in one location, mom lived in another location, and the children in that village, if you will, live in another location. They work all day and come home at night, just rest, and eat just one meal a day. Now, Shin have nothing to do in this home. There's no TV, no cell phone, no newspaper, no internet, nothing, even toys, nothing. His life feel like this is a world that I'm born into. Maybe dark is seen, but he assumed that everywhere in this earth, on this earth, is dark too. Little did he know that he lived in a camp number 14. In North Korea. His parents did something wrong, political, something wrong, and they were captured, put in the camp. And they know each other through the camp, and that's why Shin come about. He born in the camp, and he know nothing but the camp. He could not see farther than the camp number 14. He assumed out there it's just another camp. He worked day and night. The children will work. Matter of fact, one day he went to work and he accidentally broke the sewing machine that could cut one of his finger off. That's how bad the life of children in that camp. He can see that some people were executed in front of his eyes. Children were starved to death and people were beat up every single day. And he thought this life is normal. He tried to fight every piece of food as possible. You know, there's no really food. There's soup, but just corn soup. That's how you have. Matter of fact, so hungry, he able to cut some rat at night and roast it and eat. That's his best meal. My friend, we live in the world that's not much different from Shin. We also live in the dark world. A world that we only know that you're born and you're sick and you die. I talk with people and say, that's how it is. Party today and die tomorrow. Only two people in this world to really know what is a wonderful life. That is Adam and Eve. They're born into a world. In the book of Genesis chapter 3, everything beautiful, everything is perfect. There's no death, no sickness, no sorrow. Until they sin, they were cast in outside of Eden. Garden of Eden. Then the children start to grow up into a sinful world. We are the same. We're born in this world, and we think this is the world we live into. We're also born in a sinful world, a dark, dark world. Now, some of you probably not don't think so, and that's why I say, you know, I just came to New York, and I thought New York is like similar to Las Vegas. At night, it's just all light. Some of you have been to New York. It's so much light. People walking here and there. I say, where are people going? It's always people walking for something. People running for something and fight for something. I wonder to myself, am I living in the same type of world? Run to and fro, and there's no purpose. Do you have a purpose in life? Is your purpose in school, make a lot of money? Your purpose is try to be rich, famous? You know, I come to New York, matter of fact, 2 days ago, I was in New York. I met a few people. I said, what are you in New York for? You know what? I come to here and I want to find a wonderful thing in life that promised me. They want to live in New York. They want to be famous. They want to enter the school over there. They want to be an actor. They want to be in a stock exchange. I met this one lady. They just came. She has so poor, but they want to come to New York because they heard so many good things. She hopefully to find future in New York. My friend, New York is very expensive. And people are willing to live and die in New York. But for Shin, his life is confined into this Camp 14. For us, same thing, we are confined into this world. We could not see beyond this world. If anyone tell you, you know, you will live forever, people think you're weird. What do you mean live forever? I haven't seen anyone can live forever. But in my Bible say that there's a way that you can live forever. And Shin cannot understand that, cannot believe that. But there's someone rule over this dark world. Just like someone rule over the world that Shin live into. Turn with me in the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principality, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. We are being ruled by the darkness of this world. Do you believe that? I mean, if we run every day of life, everything's fine. No. This world has been ruled by Satan and his angel. How can I show you that it's been ruled? Let me show you in the book of Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 9. Remember, Jesus comes to this world for one reason. When he comes to the world, and Satan knows very well what reason that Jesus came for. Chapter 4, verse 9. And here, the devil comes to Jesus Christ, and he said to Jesus, all these things I will give to you if you will fall down and worship me. Satan did say this to Jesus, if you just bow down and you worship me, I give this word to you. In other words, Satan say, this word is mine. Since the day your son and daughter have fallen to my hand, this word is mine. I can do whatever I please. And they will never be yours unless Jesus Christ will bow down to Satan. Now I show you the proof right there. This word belongs to Satan. He ruled over this world. And that's why Shin is going to camp number 14, same thing. He thought this is a dark world, and that's it. He have to born there and die in that camp. On average age in the camp number 14, people live only up to 45 years of age. They work so hard, they die of malnutrition. But there's something different. God opened the eyes of Shin. One day, he met a young man, not so young, 40 years old, by the name of Park. He did something wrong in the society. He involved in politics against the the political power. He was throwing the camp, and he met Shin. And he started to tell Shin about the world outside this camp. There's plenty of food to eat. You can eat anything. There's a home you can live. There's TV. There's phone. There's people that you can love. What dawned on Shin is he couldn't understand that. What do you mean love? What is TV? What is phone? It's nothing it mean to him. He don't understand anything what Park tried to tell him. Well, Park said, you know what? There's a better world out there than here. Do you want to go visit? Do you want to escape? Now, Shin had never thought about escape. Matter of fact, he was afraid the word escape so much. That he remembered one day that he heard his mother and his brother trying to find a way to escape from this camp number 14. He told the official, and the purpose he told the official is because he had more food on table for him. Well, they did not let Shin go. They were threatening Shin. They were hurt him. And they want to squeeze anything that Shin know about any people trying to escape this camp. Anyway, they took him outside the camp after a few months, tortured him, and let him see in front of his eye his mother and his brother to be executed. People asked him, why will you betray your mom and your brother? You see, in this camp, there's no love. People fighting for food. People fighting for life. You will betray anyone just for satisfaction. Does that sound like the world today too? We're fighting for our life. We might betray our brother and sister. At the end time, people betraying each other because of their faith, because they want freedom, because they want something in this world. You see? That's what the camera's all about. And today we were the same thing. We run here and forth, try to find something better in our life, but there's nothing happened. We still get sick. We still will die. Nothing's better. It might lengthen your life a few more years, but everyone will enter the same gate. But something about Park. He said, you know what? I know you. He told Shin, he said, you know, you might not know what I'm talking about, but escape with me. And he willing to take that, willing to die if he got caught, to escape. Something better than the world he lived into, live in. And so one night, they decide to escape. And you know, in the Camp 14, there's chicken wire all around. In different layers. You know, if you escape one, you got a few more to escape. You know, it's very hard. And all these chicken wire are hooked into a very powerful power source. If you just touch it, you die right away. That's how power. And so they're going to find a way to escape. They're going to try to move away into the chicken wire and dig a hole underneath and just go through. Park go first. Because he live outside the world. He know what's going on. And he's going to find a way to escape. Shin have known nothing about what all these chicken wires are hooked into power. But Park go first. When he accidentally touched the chicken wire, he suddenly zapped to die dead on the spot. And so Shin have to make a decision. Either he will run for his life now or he will be executed the next morning. He decided to step over the dead body of Park, able to get out, and he run for his life. He able to escape. Matter of fact, camp number 14, no one ever escaped camp number 14 except Shin. He's the first one. He able to escape. He run for his life. He run. He don't know what north, south, east, west. In north, in North Korea, when you try to run for your life, you probably run south, you know, try to hit the border. But he didn't know direction. He run north and continue. And then next thing he know that it's not Korea anymore. Different language. That is China. He don't know what China is. No one taught him about geography. But he run for his life and he share what the world, what he was in camp 14. And I thought about Jesus Christ. He's come to this world. And this world not belong to Jesus Christ, but belong to Satan. And he come to this world for main two reasons. First reason is what? To tell you and me about the world to come. There's a promised land. And a lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't believe. But the second reason that Jesus Christ come, that he wanted to rescue you and I. As he tried to take you and I go to the chicken wire, he was lying down in his life on the cross for you and I to cross that copper wire. My friend, I read that story. I just think about Jesus Christ so much in my life. That Jesus Christ actually come to this world, explain everything to me about the world to come. You know, a lot of times we don't believe that, but read with me the book of John chapter 14. This is a beautiful text. John chapter 14, verse 1 to 3. John chapter 14, verse 1 to 3. And everyone I talk about this. Let not your heart be troubled. Verse 1, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many, what? Mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Jesus Christ came to this camp 14, if you will, this earth, to tell you something about the world, something outside of this world, something outside of this camp that you and I will look forward to. By doing that, he also died for us. You don't have to. But he's willing to die so you and I can escape out of this world. Now, when Shin find out about it, that he come to the world that's so much freedom and love between parent and children and brotherly love, he never experienced that before. He couldn't keep to himself. He tell everyone about Camp 14. First of all, people don't believe it. They never heard of Camp 14, the location. Never heard about it. So secluded that people don't even know. Matter of fact, he traveled all the way to the United States to tell everyone about it. And he said, I need help. I want everyone to help me to go to Camp 14 to help people with escape. I thought about that story about my life too. Since Jesus Christ already died for me, I able to escape out of this very world. I able to foresee the eternal life. You know, I can just live my own life and ready for Jesus coming and take me home. But no, I just want like Shin. I want to tell the whole world about it. I want to bring people out of this broken home, broken life, in this dark world into heavenly home. My friend, that's what has impacted me when I understand about Shin. He do everything to go to that camp. You want to show people where it is. My friend, can you and I do the same thing too? There's people live in the dark world right now. But when you're able to escape, you find freedom. You and I also the same want to bring people out of this dark world. You know, for God so loved the world that he gave his own life. Whoever believes in him, let me have eternal life. My friend, today I want to share with you a short story like that. So you can understand that Jesus do everything to save you. This do a war between the devil. And God will come one of these days to destroy this world and those who hold on to this world. What is important to you? Eternal life? Or what this world promised you? This is nothing. It's nothing. You and I already see the future. You and I already believe in the book of Revelation talking about the world to come. It will come to an end. Let's focus on that and bring people out of this dark world. I hope the story I share with you, and you, how many heard the story? It's a true story. you look up the internet for it. It just impacted my life to see, yes, Jesus called me to a mission, just like Shin, to bring this good news to this world. Now, he died for us 2,000 years ago. For every one of you, maybe some of you have not heard about Jesus Christ. Maybe some of you have not accepted Jesus Christ. But he have laid down your life, his life for you already. Are you willing to step over the cross that he laid down for you to find eternal life? Or are you willing to stay in this Camp 14, in this dark world? There's no future at all. I plead with you to take the challenge to search for God and accept Jesus Christ. Because he will come soon, sooner than ever you think. He will come soon. So as today, I pray that you have, if you not accept Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, please, make it happen today. You will have a better future. You will know that you have Jesus Christ in your heart. But also today, we will look back 2,000 years ago that Jesus Christ have shed his blood for you and I. He don't have to do that. But he just did that for you and I. And Apostle Paul said, do as often as you could in commemorate of his death. So as now we partake into the communion service, let's pray and ask God to be with us. Oh Lord, our God, you are so good to us. You come here and tell us everything about heaven as much you could. And some of us here have seen that light. Some of us have abided to this light and accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. But as we accept this, we see that many people still live in this dark world. To them, they say it's beautiful, exciting, everything. But they do not know this world have no hope for them. Lord, may we understand your love. Understand the mission that you've given us, that we need to bring this hope into this dark world. Lord, commit each one of us to remember that you have died for us, and remember through your blood that we share this good news. We pray all in the name of Jesus Christ.